Turkish president has not ruled out possible contact with his Syrian counterpart in a sign that he may change his stance on Bashar Assad's leadership. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the doors of politics are always open until the last minute. He made the comment in response to a question about possible cooperation between the two countries, as both sides are opposed to Syrian Kurds. He noted that taking a no-way approach to the issue is not logical. Erdogan, however, said Ankara and Damascus are not in touch at the moment. The Turkish leader added that Russian President Vladimir Putin told him at their meeting earlier this week that Assad negatively views Syria's Kurdish armed groups and does not want them to take part in peace talks. Erdogan strongly opposed Assad in the past. He also views Syria's Kurdish fighters as terrorists linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been fighting for an independent Kurdish region inside Turkey since the early 1980s. Joining us live now from Istanbul is Yunus Soner, who is the deputy chairman of international relations of the Vatan Party. Thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Is it a positive sign, do you think, that President Erdogan seems willing to maybe even talk to Assad at some point directly?
Of course. We expect it to happen very, very soon, that the close cooperation between Turkey and Syria will restart again, aiming at their common enemy, which is the U.S. and Israeli-dominated armed forces of the PKK-PYD in the north of Syria, which constitutes a direct threat to Syrian territorial integrity and an indirect threat to Turkish territorial integrity. And I think we can also, as Vatan Partisi, we can confirm the news of the Russian president of Putin about the Syrian stance towards the PYD, because as a political party, we have been several times to Damascus during this crisis, had meetings there with the foreign ministry and the foreign minister, deputy foreign minister Faisal Miqdad, for example, several times, and the security officials. And we do clearly know that the same sensitivity against this U.S.-controlled armed group in the north of Syria is shared by the Syrian government as well. So we expect this contact to be established very soon. And I think all the neighboring countries like Russia, Iran, will also be supportive of this contact, because this is a region which is controlled by U.S. soldiers. There's thousands of U.S. soldiers, weapons there, and a direct, indirect threat for all of us.
So, Soner, you well know that, and if we speak plainly, you know, many people would say that Turkey's role at some point in time in this crisis in Syria was not a helpful one, in the sense of, you know, its support for what Syria's government would say was terror groups, really. Do you think that that has changed now, and why has that changed then?
I think it is about to change. It is already changing, and it should change, definitely. Today, now, our Turkey's first partner in Syria is the Syrian government. So the role of the so-called opposition, the armed groups, some of them more or less Islamic, is diminishing. They also note that. And in the future, we will see a close cooperation between the Turkish government and the Syrian government, and more important than that, maybe, between the Turkish armed forces and the Syrian armed forces, because both sides will focus on the problem of terror in the north of Syria, and the fight against terror is above all an armed fight, and this so-called opposition groups that were supported by Turkey will step by step lose their weight. And you're of course fully right, Turkey's politics during the crisis were not right, were not correct, not in national interest of Turkey. But now we see that at the end they are changing, thanks to the regional coalition that Turkey has entered to as well.
Okay, Mr. Soner, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.